Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram.
Welcome to our beautiful Tuesday festival program. Every day we have a festival in Alachua. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardha. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, শিল প্রভুপাদ কী জয়, শিল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী প্রভুপাদ কী জয়, অনন্ত গরি বৈষ্ণবৃন্দ কী জয়, নমাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কী জয়, প্রেম সে কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কী জয়, শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন কী জয়, শ্রী বৃন্দাবন মথুরা ধাম কী জয়, মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কী জয়, জগন্নাথপুরী ধাম কী জয়, কলাচল নীলমণ্ডিত ধাম কী জয়, শিল প্রভুপাদ গুরু পূজা কী জয়, শ্রী শ্রী গৌরনিতায় রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর কৃষ্ণ বলরাম শুভ দর্শনার্থী কী জয়, সমবেত বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কী জয়, নিতায় গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস হরে কৃষ্ণ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস হরে কৃষ্ণ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস হরে কৃষ্ণ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড গৌরাঙ্গ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শিল প্রভুপাদ। That sound is not coming from the fan, but coming from some equipments. Hare Krishna, please fold your hand and invoke the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. We chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya is the predominating deity of our consciousness. So to purify our consciousness, we invoke our submission and praying him that if he can appear in our consciousness to purify. So we recite, instead of Krishnaya, we say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Narayanam namaskritam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudiraye nascha prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishtaki. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 8th chapter, text 32. Radhikesh Prabhu, can you operate this one? If you don't mind. This click, it goes to the after infinite. Kechid ahur ajam jatam punna sloka shakirtaye যদু প্রিয়স্য অবয় বাহে অন্বা অন্নবায়ে, যদু প্রিয়স্য অন্নবায়ে মালয়স্য ইব চন্দনম কেচিদাহুরজম জাতম পুণ্যশ্লোকস্য কীর্তয়ে যদু প্রিয়স্যান্বায়ে মালয়স্য ইব চন্দনম কেচিদাহুরজম জাতম পুণ্যশ্লোকস্য কীর্তয়ে যদু প্রিয়স্যান্বায়ে মালয়স্যৈব চন্দনম। প্লিজ চান, কেচিদাহুরজম জাতম পুণ্যশ্লোকস্য কীর্তয়ে creation. Ahur Ajam Jatam Punya Shloka Shakirtaye Tadau Piyasya Anvavaye Malayasya Eva Chandanam. Can you try? Try together. Very good. Kechidahurajam jatam punna sloka shakitaye jadu priyasya anvaye malaya saiva chandanam. Very good. Kechit, someone. Ahu says, Ajam, the unborn, Jatam, being born, Punna Slokasya, of the great pious king, Kirtaye, for glorifying, Jadu, of King Jadu, Priyasya, of the deer, Anvavaye, in the family of Malayasya, Malaya hills, Eva, as Chandanam, Sandalwood. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Some say the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings. Everybody is aware who is praying this? Mother Kunti Devi. Very good. To who? To Krishna. Very interesting. Imagine you are facing Krishna and you are praying. What would you pray? Is there something serious? And it pleased Krishna. At the end we'll see the last verse. Krishna is very happy. If you say, I don't know anything, I'm sorry, I was just hanging around but I didn't learn anything. I don't know if Krishna will be happy or not, I don't know. But it's so sweet, Prabhupada's prayer and Mother Kunti Devi's prayer. So translation again. Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious king. And others say that he is born to please King Jadu, comma, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Yenanjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmae Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sya Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सहगनललिता श्री विशाखामितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत सामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पाश्चात देशतारी वांछा कल्प तरुवेश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण सो वी आर गोइंग टू रिसाइट द श्रील प्रभुपाद इमोशनल फीलिंग called purport, and it's all the purport to me, it's very condensed, so let's see if we can dilute so I can grasp it something. First line Prabhupada says, because the Lord's appearance in this material world is bewildering, there are different opinions about the birth of the unborn. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that He takes His birth in the material world, although He is the Lord of all creation and He is unborn. Everybody knows that, no? Bhagavad Gita 4.6. Ajopisana bhayatma bhutanam isharopisam prakritim sam adhistaya sambhavami atma mayayas. What Prabhupada translated here, it's actually sloka translation. From 4.6, that way Krishna says, Aja, I never take birth. Krishna takes birth or don't take birth? Huh? Appearance. You are smart. Appearance. Avoiding the conflict. Krishna appears or not appears. He does both. That's what she meant. Both. Krishna takes birth and He does not take birth. Because the question may rise, even after many years in this movement, question may rise, how can we understand that Krishna has always been, has no origin? We see that everything is in existence, has a cause. Everything has a cause, isn't it? This, I would say 50 years back, this temple was not there. I don't know exact date they finished the construction. And thousands of years from now, this building may not be here. Everything has a cause and effect and has a beginning and end. Everything, all this body in this classroom, outside, everywhere, even Alachua had a beginning and will be end someday. So how is that Krishna, this is the first point Mother Kunti Devi is saying, Kechid Ahur Ajam, and then she put Jatam. You have no birth, but yes, you take birth. So how does Krishna not have any cause? So in the philosophical school, they have a causation philosophy. This is well known. There should be cause of everything. We accept also. Perception is perceived. There must be a cause. We see two people get together, they get married, and the child is born. I mean, literally, see, if you ask me who is the cause of this body, my parents, who is the cause of their body or their thing, or their parents. Prabhupada gives this logic. In at least two lectures I found Prabhupada said, you find out the cause of all causes. How? You ask yourself, who is the cause of you? Okay, my parents, his parents. You keep on going. When you come to a point, one who has no cause but he is there, then he is the cause of all causes. So causation philosophy is traced like this. You never see a pile of bricks somewhere and after a few years you come, there is a building. Wow, the bricks made the building. No, there is no such thing. Never. Even the atheist will agree. You don't have a pile of bricks and next time you see a multi-story building. No. It has to be cause. And Krishna claimed in Brahma Samhita, through Brahmaji, what is that? Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So to understand clearly that verse, we take shelter of acharyas like Prabhupada, Guru, who can explain the cause of all causes. So in other words, you will come to conclusion that Krishna is causeless, cause of God. Everybody with me? Krishna is the causeless cause of cause, or you can say causeless cause, God. Time is a part of material world. It's irrelevant with respect to God's existence. Why? Because God simply is, not was or will. And we recently had a discussion with Kamal Alochan Prabhu, who is the president of Bombay temple. He's also Sannyas candidate, so we do mentoring with him. So I had a long discussion. Every week we discuss once a day. And his question, he says, let's discuss today why we worship Krishna with two-handed form. Why two-handed form? Why not other-handed form? Is Krishna has two-hand form or he has a unlimited hand form? Unlimited. Both. Very good. Thank you. Because Prabhupada gave a good logic in Bhagavatam that when Mother Rukmini, Lord Krishna was joking with Mother Rukmini, and at one point Krishna was trying to actually put himself to the lowest amongst all the royal prince and king. He said, you could have married who grow up. You know, you have two things. You are born with a previous impression, what naturally attracts you. Like there could be 10 girls or 10 boys, but one girl attracted to one type of looking boy, not other. Why? Or there could be 10 girls, but you like only one type of girl, not the others. Why? Because pre-impression, there's two types of impression. Adhanik sanskar, praktan sanskar. Praktan sanskar means what carries us life after life. Desire carries on. You are attracted to particular because it is impression of previous, some attraction is imprinted in your consciousness. And you cannot help anything about it. Unless you become a devotee, then it completely dissolves. Adhanik sanskar means how you grow up from your childhood. Just like I grow up not to eat beef. Never eat meat. Okay. Then when I see meat, it doesn't appeal. But if you grow up, obviously, you grow up as eating meat. Your mom had the meat, even probably in pregnancy. So you didn't even think it was something wrong. until you come in contact with Hare Krishna, then it's like a big challenge. So both are important, that what we're carrying from previous life and what we grow up with. It's like Prabhupada gave very important to Mahamsa Maharaj, one of our earlier ISKCON GBC, Indian body. He was sitting with Prabhupada in an inauguration of groundbreaking ceremony of Juhu Temple. There was a lot of history about it. But anyway, I'll just mention this little story. So Prabhupada gave a class on that day. He says, how do you know Krishna is Supreme God? So one disciple said, well, you say Prabhupada, because they are Western born and they really have a strong faith on Prabhupada. I'm just jealous sometimes how strong they have faith. How come I didn't have that strong faith? You know, why I didn't have? So that was nice. Prabhupada said, that's good. Something more? So Mahamsa Maharaj was asking, that's not enough? He said, no. That's very interesting. Guru's word is not enough. According to that, what I understand. Because I put it into my perspective in relation to this. Like in Georgia, there's a big temple of Sai Baba. Maybe I should not say the name. But anyway, he claims he is God incarnation. Now, their disciple can say, well, my guru said he is God. So his guru's opinion is everything? No. In that lecture, Prabhupada says, in that discussion, Prabhupada says, something more. Then another devotee says, well, the scripture says this. Prabhupada says, that's good. Something more. Then devotee really started like, in India they say, when you cannot figure it out, you scratch your head, something like that. You know, devotees like, Mahamsa Maharaj said he was scratching his head. What else? Oh, all the acharyas, all the thoughtful philosophers, they agreed that Krishna is God. Prabhupada said, that's very good. Something more. What else? The scripture said Krishna is God. Acharya says Krishna is God. Prabhupada, Guru is saying Krishna is God. You need anything more? Can you think? Yes. They could not figure it out. Prabhupada said, just like you grow up accepting this lady as your mother. How did you accept? Did you check up with DNA whether she is mother because my DNA and her DNA matches? Did you check up? Did you check your mother's DNA? But you accepted her. Why? Because she gave these four things according to Krishna book. Krishna himself explained this. Palan, Poshan, Taran, Bhatsan. Palan means she always gives you your nourishment. If you are like got hurt or somewhere, there could be another lady more beautiful than your mother, but you're not looking who is more beautiful, who can be my mother. No. You know, you grow up with it, you run to her lap when you got hurt. When you need something, you naturally go to that lady. Why? Because she gave that palana, poshana. Poshana means she actually gives you encouragement. She enthusiastically questions you. She disciplines you. She always thinking how to make the best out of this child so he can grow up as the best. Mother Yashoda literally gave that logic to Narayan. Said, I want to bind him because I have to raise him to a perfect son. Even Krishna says, Mother, who created everything? Mother Yashoda says, God. Oh, wow. Who maintains everything? God. What about me? Oh, you came from me. Oh, who will maintain me? I'm your mother. This is her affectionate motherly conversation with Krishna. So, that was very good logic. I love that, the way Prabhupada said. You have to grow up with accepting Krishna as your God in your life. You need some help? You call out Krishna. You're not feeling well? Call out Krishna. This is called mother. When the child don't feel good, what this child do? Run to mother. We need to grow up like this with Krishna. Yes, Prabhupada says Krishna is God. All the Acharya says Krishna is God. Prabhupada agree. And your guru will say, Shastra says, yes, Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. Matta parataranana kinchid asti dhananjaya. There is nobody equal or above me. I am the source of everything. Aham sarvajagyaname bhuktacha prabhu revacha. Those verses like, Prabhu, I am the master, I am the source of creation. Krishna claimed, he is the supreme cause. He is the supreme master, nobody equal. But still, we cannot really fall in love. You cannot fall in love by reading biodata or profile of someone, can you? Puri. Can you? No. To know the nature, character of that person, you have to grow up with that person in reciprocation, in relationship. So that's why in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Prabhupada put in the introduction, the relationship, because Arjuna has a relationship, Krishna is revealing the secret. So if you ever wonder, like you feel lonely, you feel like not comfortable, you have to fall in love with Krishna through relationship. And the beginning of relationship, don't imagine something. Yesterday Krishna Kishore Prabhu, very nicely he explained, very nicely. Prabhupada says, just think Krishna is your master, you are a servant. This is best. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, kono bhagye kono jive shraddha jodi hoy, tabe sei jiv dasarase gauranga bhaja. Chaitanya Charitamrita explained that don't need to speculate or imagine. Think Mahaprabhu is your master and you are servant. But Prabhu, what happened in future? Don't worry about future, because Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, kono bhagye kono jive shraddha jodi hoy tobe sei jib dasarase goranga bhajay dasya paripakke jabe jibe hridaye. When your servitor should become mature, you really become a good servant, loyal, you are always obedient to your master, you're not thinking of, oh gosh, no, just surrender as a servant, no need to focus other relationship. Dasyarase Goranga Bhaja Dasya Paripakke Jabe Jibe Ridaye. In your heart, in the Ridaye, heart, when your servitorship relationship with the Lord become mature, paripakka, pakka means mature, paripakka means completely mature. Sheshamaya Bhajaniya Tatta Gaura Hari Radha Krishna Rupe Hai Braja Obotari. That Mahaprabhu will take you to Vrindavan with a particular relationship, and he himself will manifest as a Radha Krishna. You don't need to imagine. It's so beautiful. You wonder why Prabhupada on the roof in long building of Mayapur, saw through the window a devotee, I mentioned this before, he was jumping like a monkey, I mean peacock. Some or other, I don't know, Prabhupada generally, they say, didn't used to go to that. But he went there just to check something. And he looked through the window on the roof. If you go to Mayapur, long building has a two side, two rooms. Every staircase. There's a one, two, three. Three, four. Now I find. Anyway, three staircase. And when ends on the roof, there is a little ceiling and then two rooms, two sides. I used to clean and run that place. So I remember. So then Prabhupada looked it through and then he knocked the door. So what are you doing? The disciple was very nice. I won't say the name. He's a very good friend of mine too. But anyway, he said to Prabhupada that he went to a place and they told him that in Vrindavan he has a relationship with Krishna as a peacock. So he's practicing peacock. I don't know how you... we are laughing, but Prabhupada was not laughing. He was furious. He said, this is the biggest problem. Do not go anywhere outside. If you need to understand, study again. And then Prabhupada glorified the power of Mahamantra. He said, if we just take shelter of Mahamantra and surrender, things will, and then I found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a comment that how it is actually very simple, but our mind is like disturbing, like, oh, maybe I'm a gopi girl. I remember even in San Diego, we had those days I didn't have a Facebook or anything, but I remember my ex and her friends and everybody, we don't want to be a dust, we don't want to be a little squirrel or monkey. We want to be gopi girls or gopi boys, not anything else. What did Mahaprabhu say? Oi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam visame bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham pichintaya. What is dhuli means? You are from India. Dust. Very good. Dhuli is the dust. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, O son of Maharaj Nanda, Samarada, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me at your lotus feet as an atom, dust. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave an explanation on that sloka that Prabhupada so nicely wants us to focus on that. That dust is pre-deposited with cognition and eternity. You know the word cognition? Fully aware. You don't even know if you have a death tomorrow or not. Do you? No. But the dust in Vrindavan, they know. They are eternal. They know they have an indestructibility of spiritual reality. They are fully aware that they never die. Krishna never dies. They have a relationship. We need that dust understanding. Even the dust is pre-deposited with cognition potency, fully aware. So when we have that connection with Krishna, at material level, maybe we have coronavirus or so many problems can inflict us at material level. But when your connection with Krishna, it's so solid, you can still relish the sweetness in Krishna in the midst of biggest calamities. This is Prabhupada himself exhibited this. Shripad Radhanath Maharaj exhibited this. He's exhibiting, I boldly say it. And many of our senior devotees in our movement, they are facing this. But they find a great satisfaction of pleasing Krishna and Prabhupada in their heart. This is the impetus, what keeps them going. You follow? It's not like, oh gosh, one day I'll feel happy. No, they are happy internally because of their inner connection. Externally, it looks like so many struggle. And it's true, so many struggle will be there. This is the nature of the material world. Don't try to make paradise in a prison. It will never become. Prison will never become paradise. Paradise is paradise. But Mahaprabhu says, antara nishtha bhajye loka vyavahar achirat krishna tumai kariben uddhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, antara nishtha, develop your strong bond with Krishna inside. And outside, act, behave like the way people want you to act or behave. We don't have to become fanatic to outsider. If they want us to behave like a businessman in the business world, act like a businessman. Mahaprabhu did not say you have to like a shaved head to do business. Mahaprabhu didn't say that. Prabhupada also said many things, wonderful things, that there is a difference between these two workers. One is a devotee working for the factory, in the factory, and there is a karmi. There is a vast difference. What is the difference? Both are externally working same. Inner connection. The difference is internal realization. Inner connection is the difference. Everybody is with me? Yeah. So we'll read after that what Mother Kunti Devi's praying and Prabhupada's explaining. The next paragraph. This is also declared in Bhagavad Gita. He appears by his own internal potency to re-establish the principle of religion and to protect the pious and to annihilate the impious. This one sentence is like a sloka. Can you memorize? You grow up as an English reader, right? Sometimes you may feel, I tell you out front right now, so before you ahead, you may feel like, I wish I would know all this Sanskrit sloka memorized. Yes, it's a good desire. But even if you don't memorize, don't feel anything lacking. This English one translation has like a 6-7 sloka behind. It is not Prabhupada's like saying something to show that he understands. No, no. He is actually bringing the essence of 5-6 sloka in one sentence. So let's see. He says, he appears by his own internal potency to re-establish the principle of religion, to protect the pious. And you can imagine those slokas in Bhagavad Gita, right? Paritraraya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam. And even if you don't remember, just remember this English sentence is enough. Nowhere it says that you have to memorize Sanskrit to go back home back to God. Show me. Any sloka says. But it is good. Good, we should learn. Sanskrit is a wonderful language. It's a very nice, sweet language. And Krishna spoke in Sanskrit, but that doesn't mean that's the only language he speaks. In our early days, we were working with Bhavananda Prabhu in Mayapur, and he taught me a lot of things. You know, I'll never forget, despite he has some issues. One time he was making beddings for Prabhupada, and he and Prabhupada was chanting on his Japamala. So he said, Prabhupada, I wondered you send me and Jayapataka to Mayapur, but he learned Bengali. I did not learn Bengali language. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak in Bengali. And I always feel disturbed. What will do when I meet Mahaprabhu? See, he already has a confidence he will meet Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada went around the room, and second time when he came, he says, because you are so sincere, I'll make sure Mahaprabhu speaks to you in English. That was so sweet, isn't it? I think like, wow, Prabhupada is so kind. So Mahaprabhu, of course, Sarva Bhashi, one of the 64 quality Krishna has, Sadhu Sad Bhashi. He's speaking, when Krishna speaks, you cannot imagine any other things is important in your life. Even Nanda Maharaj, when Krishna was speaking, holding Nanda Baba's hand, he's praying to Narayan, I wish this boy would be forever speaking to me and I will be listening. It's so sweet. What is the subject matter? It's not important. Everything Krishna says, it's enter your heart, and the way Krishna speaks is so sweet, you never want to stop. So what does it matter? What language? You know, Indradumna Maharaj falling asleep in his class, in Prabhupada's class in Hyderabad. Those days we didn't have the temple, we had the farm. So Prabhupada went there, and it was a hot summer. I don't know, hot summer if you understand in India. It's really like a little torture sometimes. It's not like, I don't know, maybe Florida's. Anyway, I never enjoy summer going in the hot weather. But I can imagine, so in Hyderabad, there is a farm community, so Prabhupada is giving speech to this villager in Hindi. And Indradumna Maharaj was his personal secretary. So Maharaj is, what do you call, dozing off or something like that. It was a hot summer. And Prabhupada noticed and he says, why don't you stay awake? And he was like, okay, try to pinch himself to stay awake. And then again he's going out. He didn't plan for it, you know, it's like a body is like knocking you. Prabhupada says, again you're falling asleep. And then Indradumna Maharaj came up with some logic to pacify Prabhupada. Well, I don't understand the language you're speaking. Prabhupada said, this is Sabda Brahma. language has nothing to do with it. It will enter your heart, provided you are attentive. I took it seriously. It doesn't matter whether you understand or not. Try to hear. What did Prabhupada say about himself? He said, I could not understand what my Guru Maharaj was speaking in Mathura. Prabhupada went there to Mathura. There was a Brajamandal Parikrama is about to start. And Prabhupada went in Adikeshav Math. And Prabhupada says, I could not understand everything my Guru Maharaj was saying, but one quality I had that he noticed, that I am interested to hear what he has to say. Perhaps, Prabhupada said, perhaps that attention that Guru Maharaj saw, that now people are interested to hear what I have to say. What a nice, humble way of presenting. I love the way Prabhupada presented. So we can be curious, whatever language is, as long as it is Krishna consciousness, bona fide, Ishkan preaching, just listen to the sannyasi, whoever it is, even if you don't understand the language. It will work, it will act. So here Prabhupada, in one sentence, he gave three things I would like to say. One thing is, what is religion? So there is three ways to understand this. Nitya dharma, naimittik dharma, anitya dharma. Nitya dharma means what is eternally, constitutionally, you are in a default position. Means it can never be changed. What is can never be changed? Three things can never be changed. Your position as a servant, Krishna's position as a master, and the sweet relationship you have. This will never change. You accept or you don't accept, that's the only thing. Some people accept, some people don't accept. Impersonalists don't accept. For me, they are ignorant, they don't know. But that doesn't mean it will change. You are eternally has a relationship with God. God is eternal, you are eternal. When you act on that three principle, that is called Krishna consciousness. Everything that we do based on these three things. I am eternal, Krishna is eternal, and we have a relationship with him, fixed. So that's called Krishna consciousness, or constitutional function. Then we have a conditional function, how to adjust. Namitik dharma means circumstantial. Circumstantial is like, I'm not feeling well, I want to chant or go to temple, so I feel bad. It's okay, it's not bad. You can come, it will eventually help you. Okay, I am in Vrindavan, I want to see that Maharaj is here, I want to go there. This is good. But if Maharaj is not there, you don't feel like going to. These are circumstances, means something happened. Oh, Janmashtami, everybody comes. You know, we have biggest gathering. But the rest of the month you don't see probably some of them. They don't show up. These are circumstantial religion. This man is very religious. When his daughter got married, he was in temple. When his mother died, he was in temple. This man is religious. So there's a misunderstanding. But the point is, that temporary function eventually has to bring to the eternal function. Otherwise that soul will not be delivered. But those circumstantial functions can help us. Definitely. Sunday feast, I'll go to temple. All week, it's okay, I don't know. Whatever the reason. So that's why they are called circumstantial. And the third category is anitya dharma. Anitya dharma means in the name of religion, maybe I don't need to talk. If you be scrutinized, like two months in the
preaching is the chance, your test of your faith. How do you know you have a faith on Krishna? When the challenge comes. Taste. Taste of Krishna consciousness is the standard of measurement. In other words, test of your advancing will be proven. Thank you.
example. He says, you cannot say, you take a gun at the girl's forehead and you point the gun at the girl's forehead and say, you love me or I'll kill you. Gun on the girl's forehead, Prabhupada said, you love me or I'll kill you. Is it okay or is it not okay? Why? Why is it not okay? No, he is more. Love is a choice. Yeah? Correct. Very good. Love is a choice. You cannot force somebody to love. That's why Krishna never intervenes in our life unless we want him to intervene. We invite him. That's why all this is a challenge. But Krishna does not force anybody to love. It says that when you taste the beauty of Krishna in the middle of the practice, while you find I'm going to read it, I'm going to read the part of Krishna. Then Prabhupada writes, the Lord had already glorified King Jadu, having taken birth in his family, although he is known as Jadava, Jaduji, Jadunandan, etc. These are very, very beautiful pastime, how those names came. Then God has no name. Everybody remembers this, right? But Prabhupada put three names. I don't have time, but those names are not just, oh, just feel like he's calling me. No, no, not like this. There's a relationship established. So there's name. There's a few things you should remember. All the names of God are powerful. But we, Hare Krishna devotee, are not chanting all the names of God. We chant the Mukhana. The holy name has a two aspects. One is Gaunanam, secondary name, and Mukhanam, the chief. Or what we call primary name. Primary name based on relationship with Krishna. Whenever we chant any God's name, if you say Atmaram, you don't chant Atmaram. Why God is satisfied? What is that? So do you see any relationship in that? God is self-satisfied. Okay. Any relationship? No. So we don't really mention so much. Atmaram, 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 Atmaram. You don't go on like this. You see, after Guru Puja, when you chant, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes those songs. Viva Bori Shesho, Aloka Shesho, Prabhesho, all these songs. What is the other one you see? Come on. Yashamati Nandana Vajavara Nagara. Every name in that song, everywhere, all the songs we have, there is a relationship. These are called primary name of God. Other names are okay, but we are not focusing on that. We should remember that. So when Prabhupada put these three names, there's a beautiful prospect. You can think about it. Then Prabhupada writes, I'll end with this. He is always independent of such obligations. He is just like a sandalwood that grows in the mala area. Trees can grow anywhere and everywhere. Yet, because the sandalwood trees grow mostly in the arena of the Malaya Hill. The name Sandalwood and the Malaya Hills are three interrelated. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is ever unborn like the sun. Yet he appears as the sun rises on the eastern horizon. As the sun is never the sun of the eastern horizon, so the Lord is on earth. So the Lord is no one's son. He is the father of everything that be. So, because of the time fact, but I'll give this word. The reason Krishna takes birth, Krishna's identity has a many facets. There are 593 qualities, aphorisms given to Krishna. One of the aphorisms is Rasa Vaishaha. Rasa Mi Ayam Labdha Arindi Bhavati. He is a condensed form of bliss. Who is Krishna? Who is God? Condensed form of bliss. That's a half part of the sloka. Other part is, he is expert in relishing, enjoying the rasa,
uninterruptedly eternal. You never get tired of enjoyment. You eternally enjoy. So one of his enjoyment is he enjoys the parental rosha. That's how a child grows. Anything you imagine in this whole creation, Krishna is enjoying those rosha. Krishna never gives up. There's no such thing. Even the crookedness, even the abominable things you think have the origin in Krishna. Harmonious. Bhagavatam says, in this age, we should worship this time. That time, no, no. This is the time, just by chanting, just by, you know, believe me, in my heart, I really feel so happy. That Mother is encouraging you all. You both are willing. She can encourage, but you are also willing to become a devotee. So both combination is perfect. So if you are willing, that is, you have no idea how many lives you have done good things to come to that point. But it doesn't look like. It looks like she just came in contact and you just, no, it took a million lives to come to this point that I will become a devotee of Krishna. In this Kali Yuga, to become a devotee is a million times more important than good time like Satya Yuga devotee. Because in Satya Yuga, love of Godhead was not introduced. You can go to spiritual world with bhakti. But bhakti rasa, Krishna consciousness, is higher than devotion. It is devotion, part of devotion, but it is like culminating. Just like Mother Yashoda is cooking, offering to Narayan, that is bhakti. But breastfeeding that Narayan in Krishna form is bhakti rasa. It is Krishna consciousness, higher than bhakti. So you are very fortunate. Very fortunate. Take it seriously as fast as possible, but within the cycle. Thank you, sir. Yes, Mother Sita.
ascend to Nishtha, the consciousness going up there, so the temptation comes, the same temptation, I'll be thinking, well, I know this is good, I used to like it, but this can actually divert me and not advance. Means you are aware of it, but you choosing yourself not to participate. Voluntarily you choose. It's within you going on. That means the Nishtha has come. Nishtha is touching you and like trying to pull you. As Prabhupada says, just like a child about to fall, Prabhupada gave that as an analogy, and the father picks up the child. So chances are there, I'm still, you know, thinking may I may like it, but somehow the Nishtha pulls me. But the same temptation, if it goes that Krishna Das. Mahaprabhu says he doesn't want to see his face anymore. So Mahaprabhu actually dismisses service. But Mahaprabhu, personal service is service to his mother also, Mother Sachi. Mahaprabhu personal. So that service was given by Nityananda Prabhu to Kala Krishna Das, even though Mahaprabhu did not engage him anymore further. But because of the devotee, they engage him to get the same or even better, because he got actually the mood of Mother Sachi's love for her son. So yes, shelter of devotee is more important in that case. But ultimately, it is Krishna who is empowering those devotees. That I can chastise a disciple for his behavior. He may feel depressed and go away. But as a disciple, you have a duty to convince him to stay and keep on serving. That I said, it's so true. So thank you for nice question to me. And the chat room, because